Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 19. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today, we're talking about our favorite Christmas tunes. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on. There you'll also find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit follow on all the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it. Actually, before we get into it, we had a crazy holiday weekend where Millie posted a reel on Instagram of Donna Summer, and I think it quote
It went
unquote
viral.
went viral. We have so many new followers. It's crazy. So welcome.
Welcome. She's dead. Donna Summer's now our fairy godmother,
That's
our
it.
fairy pod mother.
She, that's it.
Oh,
She's.
I don't know how this happened. I guess the algorithm was in our favor, and the reel has gotten over 200,000 views. I'm kind of blown away.
I'm like really blown away. It's exciting. It's crazy. Now, yeah, it's good times though, and it's so much fun to see people responding and sharing memories about Donna Summer.
People
It's
that know her, that was, we had someone that was a makeup artist in Bergdorf Goodman and knew her then and did her makeup. We have someone who worked with her daughter on My Wife and Kids. Brooklyn Soldano's her daughter, and she was in that show with Damon Wayans. I used to watch that show.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, and just m them sharing memories of how nice she was as a person, what a good person she is, and I think that's the part that melts my heart, like everybody sharing that. And we're
Oh,
really
yeah.
happy about that. We're so happy about that.
Yeah, we're really excited, and it's just fun to kind of have interactions and stuff.
Yeah, so welcome new listeners. Thank you. And I have to apologize if I sound a little weird. I might be coming down with something. We just finished our Basel in Miami, and if you've experienced our Basel in Miami, it's really overwhelming and kind of exhausting. That by the
Yeah.
time Saturday and Sunday comes around, you feel like you're on autopilot. Like, yes, I'm wearing makeup. Yes, I'm dressed, but I feel like a zombie. So it's kind of.
I have to say, that's what everybody on social media that is there was saying. And I know that, like, we don't really party like other people might party, but
I
you
came home past 1 in the morning, one of the
shut up, not you.
mornings. No, not me. No, I know. I'm like, who is this? The problem was the DJ was really, really good. So I
That's
was
not a
talking
problem.
the I was talking to the DJ. I'm like, oh my God, give me your set list. The DJ was amazing. So I did come home really late. If anybody that knows me knows I'm in bed by 9, I don't party. But I might have overdone it this week.
But you know, it's once a year. It's okay.
It's okay. I had piece of advice to go network, and I did that, and it was really fun and met really, really cool people. So
Good.
it was fun. But if my voice sounds strange or stranger than usual, sorry about that, but we'll get started. So, what do you love most about Christmas?
I love that everything is again seasonal. I know we talked about this in fall, we talked about this for Halloween. I love that there are specific foods, music, decor for Christmas. I love spending time with my family. I love the energy in the air. I just love, and we try to be on our best behavior. Sometimes it doesn't work, but I love this time for the cheer, I think, and the family and friends, and just the joy that it can bring.
Yeah. I think my favorite part is the food. Of
Oh, yeah.
course.
Oh, yeah.
The food and being at home. It's kind of my time to hibernate. Like that TikTok meme, like I don't want to see anybody, I don't want to hear
Yeah.
anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. And I'll probably spend my time this Christmas making grazing boards because I'm kind of obsessed with charcuterie boards.
Oh,
So like
nice.
having 5 different cheeses in my fridge. Sounds like a plan. And I bought that tin mussels that you recommended.
Okay, let me
So
know. Let me know what you think of them. I'm trying to pace myself because, and rightfully so, I think catching fish and that whole industry is very dangerous. That's why they
I
charge so
know.
much for fish. But
Yeah.
I'm like,
I
$9 a
usually,
pop.
when we go to Spain, we usually bring back the sardines and angulas, and we usually have them around this time. So it's really, really nice. I love the food. I
Yeah.
just love the food.
No, that's true.
What do you love? Like, what do you think people love about holiday songs or Christmas songs so much?
I think that it is, even when they're sad songs,
Yeah.
the melody's so upbeat. Because there are sad songs, there are happy songs. Again, it's just celebrating the season. Actually, Sandra and I were talking about this, and I have a suggestion from her in my honorable mentions. And it's funny that she sent it to me today because we're recording it. So whatever coincidence. But even just church songs. I remember being in church choir, and there were songs that just you sing for the season that are really beautiful and they're really, really great. And for me, Christmas songs are just merriment, joy, love, all the good, positive, fuzzy, like warm feeling vibes, you know?
Right. I think they put us in a good mood. I
Yeah.
mean, even if some of us are not exactly joyous around the holidays, a good Christmas song will put a smile on your face. I personally, it's Christmas is not my favorite holiday, but I really, really love the songs. I think that's my favorite part of Christmas, probably is the music. And if for me, Christmas was also a really sad time for my family. My uncle was killed on Christmas Eve.
Aw.
So it was before I was born. It was my mom's older brother. It was really a tragic way. And they always made Christmas very happy for me growing up, even though there was this sad memory attached to it. And I remember that was the time that my grandmother would bring out his portrait, and flowers were all around the
Yeah.
portrait. But it The something that was never, never not there was the Christmas songs,
Right.
especially especially the religious ones, actually.
Yeah.
Midnight Mass was always a thing for me growing up, so
I cannot. Okay, let me tell you about my Midnight Mass experience. My family is perpetually late to everything, like beyond non-white person late. Like white people could not deal with our family. We were late to everything. We were just always an hour late. So every holiday, high holidays or whatever, every holiday, Christmas, Easter, we would strive to go to midnight mass because we can come back and have our tradition. My mom would make some traditional foods, so we would eat that afterwards. You know, as a kid, you're like, yeah, let's do this. I can sneak into presents quicker. My dad, we're late and we would have to rush to church. Dad's pissed the whole way, cussing. Always cussing, church parking lot cussing, yelling at people trying to direct traffic, yelling at other cars. And we're like laughing. My mom was telling him to stop. Like, this is holy ground. You can't swear. But for me, it's always my dad just like losing it, like typical dad fashion, just freaking out all the time. Oh, I love
about
it.
being late to
To
midnight
mass.
mass.
Yeah. It's literally, it's the best. And actually, after this, it's funny. After this, there's a Christmas market in Chicago that we started going to when we moved here. It gets really busy on the weekends, so we're going to take this opportunity to go drink mulled wine and hot chocolate and have like Bavarian food
Oh,
today after.
lovely.
So I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, amazing. I love that.
Oh, it's so cute. I'll send you photos. It's so cute.
Oh gosh, please send me photos. I love that.
Okay, let's get into our picks. Millie, what's your first pick?
So my first pick is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland from the Meet Me in St. Louis soundtrack released in 1944. So leave it to me to start with the most depressing Christmas song of all time. It was written in 1943 by Hi Martin and Ralph Blaine. Both men were well-known musical theater composers. Meet Me in St. Louis is a Christmas musical directed by Vincent Minnelli, Liza's dad, and was released in 1944. Did you ever see this movie?
Maybe parts of it, but not the whole thing together.
You know how you remember films that you see as a kid, Christmas films that you see as a kid? This is the one that I saw as an adult. And it's really beautiful. I mean, it's about four sisters. One is Judy Garland, who plays Esther Smith, and it's about them learning about love and life, young love to be exact, during the time of the 1904 St. Louis World Fair. The music is really beautiful, the costumes are beautiful, the sets, it's all shot in Technicolor. I mean, it's really a classic, and Judy looks like an angel in this. She looks absolutely beautiful. She sings like an angel, and apparently the song is tremendously popular. It's one of the most performed Christmas songs and one of the most important songs in America's in American cinema altogether. So it's a big deal. I always tend to get very emotional when I hear this song. It's only the Judy's version that has that effect on me. I mean, it's been covered numerous times by several artists, Tori Amos, John Lennon, Coldplay, and Frank Sinatra has a really wonderful version too. So I think, yeah, I have to start with this one. It's really, really, really beautiful.
It's
What about
a
you?
it is a
Yeah.
classic, and I do love it. And it is sad, but it's so pretty.
It's so pretty. And she looks so beautiful singing it.
Okay, my pick is Christmas Eve Sarajevo from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra off of their 1996 Christmas Eve and Other Stories. So it's orchestra meets rock. Technically, they're categorized as a rock band, but they have orchestral notions to it as well, orchestral arrangements. They're always on tour. I think they're touring all year long. It's just like a very seasonal tour, which is fun. So Paul O'Neill, who's a producer, composer, and lyricist of this group, said about the song in an interview, "We heard about this cello player born in Sarajevo many years ago, who left when he was fairly young to go on to become a well-respected musician, playing with various symphonies throughout Europe. Many decades later, he returned to Sarajevo as an elderly man at the height of the Bosnian War, only to find his city in complete ruins. I think what most broke this man's heart was that the destruction was not done by some outsider invader or natural disaster. It was done by his own people. At the time, Serbs were shelling Sarajevo every night. Rather than head for the bomb shelters like his family and neighbors, this man went to the town square, climbed onto a pile of rubble that had once been the fountain, took out his cello, and played Mozart and Beethoven as the city was bombed. He came every night and began playing Christmas carols from that same spot. It was such a powerful image, a white-haired man silhouetted against the cannon fire, playing timeless melodies to both sides of the conflict amid the rubble and devastation of the city he loves. Sometime later, a reporter traced him down to ask him why he did this insanely stupid thing. The old man said that if it was this way of proving that, despite all evidence to the contrary, the spirit of humanity was still alive in that place. So beautiful,
I
but
love that.
yeah, the cellist that O'Neill was speaking of was Vedran Smolovic. O'Neill altered the story in terms of Smolovic's age and the songs he played. There's more information on the web about Smolovic. He was a great cellist. He now lives in Northern Ireland. He's not as old as O'Neill tried to portray him. but yeah, it's beautiful. The song combines God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Carol of the Bells. It's like a two-parted song, and it's really just cool and beautiful. And I don't know, it goes hard. Is that lame? It's
Oh,
lame, but it goes hard. I like it.
no, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Next,
amazing.
what's next for you?
So my next pick is Arabian Dance or Coffee from the Nutcracker by Pyotr Tchaikovsky. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. 1892. So the Nutcracker is a two-act ballet set on Christmas Eve. The story is about a young girl named Clara, who is a dancer, and her parents host a Christmas Eve party where they invite her friends and they hired a magician to come and entertain the kids. The magician gives Clara a Nutcracker doll, and she's convinced the doll has magical powers. And when the party is over and the guest leaves, she sneaks downstairs to play with the doll and the clock strikes midnight, and strange things start to happen. So the Nutcracker comes to life, and Clara goes on a magical journey. So in Act Two, she goes into this candy land and meets the Sugar Plum Fairy, and there she witnesses a series of short dances. They're part of the ballet, and these titles are Chocolate, Coffee, which is the Arabian dance, and Tea. It's the most beautiful ballet, and this is probably the most haunting piece by Tchaikovsky because the music and the choreography are really sensual. They're really captivating and somewhat adult, like somewhat erotic. And it was known to be the part of the ballet that was actually meant to be for the adults. It's very sexy. And obviously, it's my favorite piece. And in some versions, it's performed by a couple. The version I saw in Miami, because I got to see the Nutcracker here in Miami, was performed by just a solo, a woman. I recommend seeing this if you're able to. It's a really wonderful experience. The choreography, the costumes are just so beautiful. And I'm waiting for Ollie to get older so I could take her. She's my goddaughter. But I love it. Have you seen this?
I watched it growing up on TV, and then when my sister, like maybe 12 years ago, 13 years ago, I took my sister to see it when I was living in Michigan. It is one of my favorite holiday ballets. It's
So
funny though, it
beautiful.
was written in it was composed in 19, 1892, and I find it interesting how like these were luxuries, right? Like
Yeah.
everything's so accessible now at all different price points, but at the time, chocolate was a luxury and tea and coffee. And it's funny how the Orientalism plays into like the sensuality of this dance because it's Arabian, you know, it's the Orient, it's this whole
Right.
idea of, so it's so interesting. It's very,
Yeah.
very, very interesting, but it's a beautiful composition. It's a beautiful piece. I think as a child watching it, you get excited because you've always wanted your dolls to come alive at night. You've always wanted this fantasy and adventure, and to see that is so, I don't know, it's so lovely as a kid. It's so magical.
And even if you're adult, you'll enjoy this. I mean, obviously
Oh yeah.
the kids would love it, but I loved it so much. If you're into ballet, if you're into dance in any way, this is a really a great one to see. And it's just so beautiful. And the album itself, like you could play that straight through. It's something that I recommend for even at work. You could
Yeah.
just recommend putting it on. I highly recommend that.
I used to listen to this as a kid, the record.
The record, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wasn't like I only did a couple years of ballet when I was younger, but I love ballet. And so I was able to get the CD, and as a kid, I just it's like I would l listen to it all the time, especially in the wintertime. But yeah, you're totally right. It's a great record.
I said, I mean, it just, it's really inspiring and just again puts you in the best mood. And if you're a ballet person, you would love this. I mean, a year in ballet only got me probably being able to stand on one leg for
For
like
like
a
a
long
second.
period, for like a
Right.
long period of time. That's it. And that's all that I've retained. What about you?
My next one is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee from 1964's Merry Christmas from Brenda Lee. She was 13 when the song was recorded.
My gosh, are you serious? I had
13,
no idea.
like 12 or 13, she was a child.
Oh my gosh.
It's nuts. It's a rockabilly-ish song written by Johnny Marks, who wrote a few other Christmas songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. The whole record is great. My other favorite songs on the record are Christmas Will Be Just Another Day, Another Lonely Day, and This Time of Year. And this song was so popular. I think this is another Christmas song where it's so recognizable. It was in the Home Alone soundtrack in the scene where
Yeah.
Kevin sets up a fake party to throw off the Wet Bandits, Marv and Harry,
Yeah.
and he kind of creates this whole like moving party with dolls and things, and it's really funny. But yeah, Brenda Lee was rockabilly, country, pop. She had a long career, super popular in the 60s. She's just great, but I just can't believe that she's making this
No,
voice at
shit. I
13.
know she sounds so mature. You would think, if anything, she was a teenager, like a 16, 17, if anything. I would
12,
never think
13.
13.
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
Yeah. What's
Oh.
next for you?
So I this is has to be like my favorite Christmas song. I mean, after Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly, of course, but
Yes.
Driving Home for Christmas from Chris Rea off his album New Light Through Old Windows from 1988. So Chris Rea is an English rock and blues singer, songwriter, composer. He's most known for soft rock, and you might often hear his tracks on yacht radio, and I love them all because I am a fan of yacht radio.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, when I tell people that this is my favorite Christmas song, they're like, "Who? I've never heard of him. I've never heard of this song. It's not one of the class, like it's not one of the ones that you constantly hear." And I do think it's probably because it was most popular in the UK. And I just don't think the song gets talked about enough, and it should, because it's pretty brilliant. Like Ree said that he wrote the song while being stuck in traffic while the snow was falling. So he said that the other drivers around him were looking miserable, and as a joke, he started singing Driving Home for Christmas, where he was stopped at the light, and he wrote down the lyrics. So it doesn't like this typical Christmas song, but I like to sing along to this because it's arranged like a classic carol, like a Christmas carol, but with a touch of easy listening. So I love the lyrics, like driving home for Christmas, I can't wait to see these faces. I think it's so cute. And I was like, oh gosh, why doesn't this get talked about enough? It's so beautiful. And I've never had a Christmas road trip. Have you?
I mean, just
Like, have you
maybe.
driven through snow? Because I haven't. Like,
Yes,
I
I'm
don't
from Michigan.
know. Of course you have. So,
Drive
like,
through snow for work. I would like it's just, I mean, it is, there is something so gorgeous, and I want you to experience this one day. But the first couple snowfalls, or where it's just there, I hate to sound like such a Midwesterner, but it's so beautiful. It's so pretty. I love it. I love
I
it.
haven't seen snow.
No, seriously, never, right?
I've never seen snow. Never. Miami girl, born and raised, and I'm terrified of cold weather.
I'm
'Cause
gonna,
cold
you're gonna.
weather for me seems paralyzing. That's the thing. Like, how do you, it's almost like The Shining. It's frightening.
Do you know, but I was actually just talking about this today. My body's acclimated to it. When I first moved here, I would have to be so bundled up. But now I can get away with wearing like a light wool coat, like a dress coat, hat, gloves, maybe a scarf, and
So you
I'm
don't
good.
feel it that intensely then. Yeah.
It's your extremities. That's where you're really gonna like your face, your ears, your head, and your hands. 'Cause your body warms up when you're walking. And if your head's covered, I hate to sound like my mom, but if your head's covered in it, you keep the warmth in. Oh my God.
No.
You'll
Like,
experience it one day. You have to. You have
I'll
to.
come see you. I'm definitely gonna come see you when it's snowing. Like, 'cause we have to plan that. And then I'm just gonna look like a total Eskimo. 'Cause
No worries. No worries. No wor like that's the fun of it though, is you're gonna look like what, Timmy from A Christmas Story? Is his name Timmy from Christmas Story? The little brother? Where he's like in a snowsuit and his aunt, like arms are out and he can't walk
Yes,
and he
you can't
falls.
walk. That's I'm gonna look like a giant marshmallow.
Oh, that's the cutest though.
Like, is she under there? Is she there?
Like
Mills?
Millie, are you okay? Oh my gosh.
No.
It's so funny because I can't really imagine a Christmas without snow, right? Like I've grown up with that. That's all of that I'm used to. And if we don't have snow, it's kind of sad
I love, like,
because everything here is dead. So at least cover it with snow. At
At
least
least
in
cover it with
Miami, you
snow.
have like living trees and you have things that are green. No,
No,
not
because
here.
it's like Home Alone Part Two, where they're like stuck in the hotel
Yes.
miserable because it's raining every day. So
Yes.
that's what that is for us. We just get a lot of rain.
But at
Everybody's
least,
miserable.
but like the palm trees are still green. You have, but yeah, the rain. See, if it's cold rain, I can't, that's what I can't handle. I'll take snow
Oh,
over cold rain.
I'm shivering now.
You are catching a cold.
That's because I'm sick. But probably,
Okay.
but oh no.
But it's okay. Well, just I'll send you some homemade recipes after this. The next pick for me is Christmas Time Is Here, Vince Guaraldi Trio from A Charlie Brown Christmas, 1965. Who doesn't love this album? It's a beautiful jazz album from the Charlie Brown Holiday Classic. Best listened to in front of some sort of fire via reel, electric, gas, or YouTube with a glass of Christmas cheer. The vocal version is sweet and was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church. And actually, Charlie Brown Christmas was the first animated Christmas programming for the US Network Television, which was great. The whole album is just beautiful. It's jazz, so you don't really connect jazz to children and a children's program. But I think that's what kind of sinks its claws into your heart. And it kind of goes with you as you grow into adulthood. And
Oh.
it really is so tender and it makes me tear up. I don't know why. It's just very sweet
No,
and
I
it's
remember that. This is
beautiful.
so sweet.
It
Oh.
is. And I have it on vinyl.
You do?
I do.
Oh.
I do. Oh, it's my favorite. Okay.
Oh.
Guess what, guys?
Love
Time
that.
for honorable mentions. Millie, what's up?
Okay. All right. This is gonna, is this among this? We'll see. But first up, Sleigh Ride. From the Ronettes, off the album A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, 1963. So you know it's Christmas when you finally hear this song, because this whole album, to me, it's incredible. I love Phil Spector, amazing songwriter, producer, problematic,
Yes.
yes. But we can't take away that he's a genius. The album has vocals from Darling Love and The Crystals. So any of you fans for, fans of 60s music, this is the album to get. This is the Christmas album to listen to. So Sleigh Ride is a cover, but clearly it's the version that everybody knows, and it's my favorite version. I love it. Next is Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt from 1953. I don't care if this song is problematic. I love this song. It's very controversial for the time, and apparently it was banned in some states, mainly in the southern ones. And it's received mixed reviews, but it's been on. I mean, I think this song has always been on the list for best and worst Christmas songs ever written. I don't see the problem with it. I want a yacht, and that's not a lot.
Yeah,
Like,
no.
I'm kidding. I don't want a yacht because I get violently sick, seasick. So I don't want the yacht. But I mean, I can understand the controversy. It is a little naughty, like
But she's
coming.
asking for really smart things. She's asking for a deed. Like she asks for the frivolous stuff, but then she's like, you know what? I need property in my name. She's smart.
Yeah, she's a smart lady. I
Also, do you
mean,
remember that other
yeah.
song that was controversial now? It was trying to be, they were trying to cancel it because they're like consent. What was it?
Oh, it's Dee Martin. It's Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yes, Baby It's Cold Outside.
No, I
That
still like that song. You're not
I
going
do
to cancel
too.
that for me. I'm
I
sorry.
do too.
I'm just not, I mean, I see focusing on these little things really does not solve the major problem.
No, you can
I
just
just
say,
don't say no.
well,
I don't
also,
know.
like, you can also just say, okay, during this period in human history, this was a hit. Now
This was
we're
a
learning
hit.
from it. Right.
Yeah.
Let's continue to educate.
Yeah. And yeah, Santa Baby was a little naughty, like come
But
and
why
trim my
can't Christmas be naughty?
come and trim my Christmas tree.
Why can't it be naughty? It's because you know what? The holidays are not just for good little boys and girls. The holidays are for everybody, right? Like, why can't
Yeah.
some people have their Christmas trees trimmed? Why
Yeah.
can't?
We're not cutting that.
Oh God. No, but do you know what I mean? Like, just get over it. Don't play the radio then. You know what I mean? Just get over it.
My gosh. We're not canceling Eartha. Sorry. Not up in here.
No.
So,
You want to cancel somebody? Cancel like a white woman. I don't
Yeah. All right. Next
know.
up is My December by Josh Groban, Closer from his album Closer in 2003. This is a cover of Linkin Park's song. It was written by guitarist and singer Mike Shinoda after the release of the 2000 album Hybrid Theory. Later, I think this song was added to that album. Both versions are really good, very different. I love Josh's version. It has another element because he adds a instrumentals, he adds an orchestra. They're very, very powerful. And Josh Groban actually has a beautiful Christmas album called Noel. But my dramatic ass chose this song. It's actually one of the first dates with my husband was a Josh Groban concert.
Oh, really?
I don't think he was into Josh Groban. I did. I had a major Josh, like I was, I had a major crush on Josh Groban at the time. He was in Ally McBeal. I don't know if you remember that episode,
You know
but
what? I
women were throwing panties on stage, girl. Women
really.
were very, very much into Josh Groban. Older women, I'm telling you.
Wow. Could you imagine?
Oh
Could you
gosh.
imagine
No,
if
I
you
haven't
were.
thrown my panties at anybody.
No. Mine stay on me at all times. No, could you imagine if you're a singer and all of a sudden you get just underwear thrown at? Like, I would. My initial reaction would want to be to kick it off the stage.
I know. Do you think it bothers men? I don't know.
No, I think for a lot of people, it's flattering. For
It's
me,
flat, probably, yeah.
I would request clean. And maybe, like, if you want, like, yeah, write your number on there for sure, but don't give me dirty underwear. Like, what am I gonna do with that?
Girl, I
Clean
mean,
it?
there were, I'm telling you, there were, I mean, this is a thing and was a thing in his concerts back in the 2000s. Like, women of all ages were really throwing panties on stage like he's Robert Plant. I mean,
I bet you
no, no
Bad Bunny
joke.
gets, I bet you Bad Bunny gets underwear thrown on stage.
Probably.
And
Yeah.
Maluma.
Yeah. Yeah.
100% that's still happening with them. Okay.
It's a good song. It's a good, check out My December. It's a really good song. So it's going to be in the playlist. Merry Christmas Baby by Otis Redding from 1968. One Christmas Catalog by Captain Sensible. It was a single that released in 1984. So Raymond Ian Burns, former lead singer of The Damned, which is a punk goth band. It's a really catchy tune, and sadly, I don't think it's on Spotify. So if it's not on Spotify, we'll figure out a way to put it out somehow. Like we'll link a, we'll figure
YouTube?
it out. So you guys, yeah, YouTube, we'll figure
You're
out
gonna
how
send them
to.
to YouTube?
I'm sending you to YouTube again, but maybe I could grab a little clip of it and we'll share that on
Yeah.
stories or something because it's a really, really cool song. It's really cool. It's Christmas New Wave, man. The Christmas Song from Nat King Cole, released in 1961. Perfect title because I do think this is the ultimate Christmas song. And Nat King Cole, like his voice is just
Yeah.
it's like heaven. It's unforgettable. See what
Yep.
I did there?
Unforgettable. I saw that. I good job. It was
I'm
clever.
delirious. I'm sorry. It's my guide. I'm sick, I think. I'm delirious. How I Hate to See Christmas Come Around by Jimmy Witherspoon from 1948. I tend to listen to a lot of blues on Christmas because I tend to be blue on Christmas.
Yeah.
It's what's playing in my apartment. This is the time where I bring out Muddy Waters and Memphis Slim and just listen to a lot of blues. So Winter by Tori Amos from off the album Little Earthquakes, 1992. Tori lyrics, I mean, she writes the most beautiful songs. Beautiful, beautifully written song. The piano is beautiful. This whole album is an incredible album. I think it's her sophomore album. I just like to leave it during the holidays. It's really, really, I don't know, should I say chilly? But it's
Yeah.
beautiful. It's a little chilly, but I mean, I think it's perfect for the time. Happy Christmas, War is Over. Released as a single in 1971 by John and Yoko, Plastic Ono Band, with the Harlem Community Choir. Great, great tune. Marry Something to You from Devo, off the album Gift Wrap Volume 2, which is a comp album released in 2010. This is actually a really cool album, and I love Devo. Fun album. The Chipmunk Song, because this is part of my youth.
I love
I
it.
remember this song. This is the only Christmas song. Well, it was the only Christmas song to reach the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. And of course, Mariah came, killed the chipmunks. And she's like, step aside, little chipmunks. And she did that. But I do love this song. If you're a little kid and you used to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks, you have to remember this song. And I think I'm going to add one more. Crosby and David Bowie, the Little Drummer Boy, even though I find this performance to be super awkward. It's David Bowie. I'm going to include it and maybe we'll find it on Spotify.
The Chipmunk song is an earworm. It just
It
gets stuck in your
is.
ear. But I do love it. It is fun. It's a fun song.
It's a fun
And
little song.
Mariah
Oh.
Carey is the queen of Christmas.
Oh.
Sorry. I know. I love her. I don't know what to tell you. I know. She's
Have to
got
say
me.
that. I mean, I have to say this. TikTok is going a little wild. We're not gonna digress too much, but TikTok is going a little wild about J-Lo doing the
Oh,
tribute to Whitney.
I'm so pissed. I'm
Here's the
so
thing,
pissed.
like, why can't you just give this to Mariah?
Why
Like,
can't
this
you
is
just give it
why
to
can't
another?
no, I mean, if you're not gonna do the right thing and give it to Jennifer Hudson, give it to someone that could sing. Like,
Give it to an
that
unknown
sounds really
artist.
mean. That sounds
No,
really
it's
mean.
not mean. Give it to somebody
But
that's unknown that has the vocal range. Why are you doing this? Like,
I mean, Mariah, give it to Mariah or
but forget Mariah,
Christina.
forget all of forget these women, and they're talented. Give it to somebody that has the range that we don't know. I'm so tired of the same five people getting everything. It's like the movies.
I do think Christina did a tribute to Whitney already, if I'm
We
not
need new blood.
mistaken.
I'm tired.
Yeah, a Jasmine Sullivan maybe. Like I yes, no, I
And
agree.
I'm really.
I agree.
And again, not to.
I just don't. I don't. I like J Lo. I have no issues with J Lo. I think she's great. She's great for what she does.
She's an
Right? She's
entertainer.
cleaner.
That's it.
Right.
She's a fun entertainer.
But
I.
to say that you could handle like the vocal range of Whitney, I don't
She
think
can't
many people
even.
can do that. Like, I'm
She.
sorry. Like,
Mm-mm. She can't really even handle her own vocal range. I wonder how much autotune goes into the to get to where she is. I don't, and again, this isn't just kind of like know your place.
I
You
just don't
are,
get
no,
it.
and that's fine. And I think personal goals, fine. You're a triple threat, you're a dancer, you're a singer, you're an actor.
She's a
Great,
great
good,
dancer. Yeah.
great, wonderful. And I'm not looking forward to this next record, all about freaking Ben and their relationship. Like, gross. Like, I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm so, when I saw the Whitney thing, I about lost it.
Know, Jennifer Garner's like, girl, you could so have him.
Oh, God.
No, you know what? I do think it's amazing that you could really. 20 years later, get back. But you know, Liz did it. Liz Taylor did it before you did. Like, I think that's, I mean, I do think that she's like, no, you're not gonna have, like, you're not gonna catch her without a man. Like, you're just not gonna catch her
No,
without a
that's
man.
fine.
It's just not gonna happen.
I just don't want to shove down my throat. Congratulations. You reconnected. I'm so happy for you. Oh my God. And the thing is I don't even really, everything I learn now about Jennifer Lopez or really any celebrity is against my will, and I'm upset. I'm just upset. I'm upset. I'm so annoyed. Like the video where like Ben is chewing or whatever his name is chewing the gum. I
The Jenny on the Block video? I hate that
No,
video.
no.
Like,
There was a new video they posted to social media where he's just like cuddling and he's just chomping on gum. She's gonna have a song entitled Ben 2. Come, please leave me alone. Like, nobody asked for this. Nobody asked. Keep it for your book. Keep it for a memoir. You know what I mean? That would make a good book. This is the issue. Your publicist is not good for you. Your team is not good for you. I would be like, forget the music. Stick to whatever music you're making. Keep all the love shit for a book. Because that is epic, right? 20 years, fine. Put it in a book. Put it in
I
a movie
agree.
and act in the movie. I don't care. I'm not going to see it. Just. And it makes me mad because I really love Made in Manhattan. I love Monster in Law. I love those movies.
I like her. I do. I love Jennifer. I think she's cool. I think she's probably like a cool person to be friends with. Well, I don't know about that. I shouldn't say that because we really don't know how people are in
No, we don't.
like certain things. Like, you know that Madonna's not playing. Like, you know that you would not want to mess with Madonna. Like, I don't know, but I would want to be friends with Lady Gaga. Right? Like,
Do you know what I think of? And this is also how I choose my friends. I remember, and I still do this, I think about hypotheticals because I see how people live, right? If I meet somebody and I'm like, would I feel safe? Would they put me in situations where I don't feel comfortable?
that was a big issue for me growing up.
But also, that
And
means
that's
no
why I was
Madonna.
actually more of a loner. I really didn't like, I have a serious problem being brought into mess. Like,
Yeah.
no,
Yeah.
that's an issue.
That's
Like,
why the only.
if you were acting up and if you were getting us in trouble, I've had like girls that were just trying guys. I'm like, you don't know who you're gonna piss off. I'm
Right.
not saying men need to control themselves. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not victim blaming at all, but I will do not put me in a situation. No.
But that's why I will never, I could not be friends with Madonna or J-Lo or Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, whatever, but like, I've heard about the way J-Lo is with her assistants. I'm not waking up at 2 in the morning to make you ramen. I'm good. I'll be friends with Ina Garten. Ina Garten and I can hang all day long. Because
There's
you
so
know
many
she's in bed
cooler
by at
people to
least
be friends with,
11.
you know that.
She's in bed by 11. She's not messing around. She's got to get up early to go to the farmer's market to make Jeffrey dinner.
She has the best relationship with Jeffrey. The best
Yes.
relationship with Jeffrey. Like
Because
that's amazing.
I won't even speculate, but I love them. I'm obsessed, and I know that she's not gonna dick me around.
No.
Anyways,
You don't want trouble.
no, and
No.
I can't. I no, just I would not make. That's why I don't have any celebrity friends. I
No.
actually don't even. I would like probably run the other way, or I just wouldn't even acknowledge. So I just it's not my cup of tea. Sorry. I can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Okay.
I don't know.
Look
I
where
don't know
I.
how this. I don't know how this. Speaking of Mariah, I don't know how this performance is gonna be. But I really do wish they would have given it to Mariah.
I hope.
But okay.
I cannot wait. I will go back onto our Twitter account just to see all the trolling.
You
That's
got off
it.
of Twitter though.
I know, but we have the account on
Oh
headphones.
wait, we still have headphones. That's right.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go on to just watch all the trolls. That's it. I can't wait. It's gonna be my, I'm gonna bust
Honey, it
open
hasn't
popcorn.
happened, and the trolls are just out of freaking control.
Because
They're
they're
out of
right.
control.
They're right.
TikTok is TikToking. All right, that's all I
She's,
have to say.
you really think she's gonna sing live? She's not gonna sing live. She doesn't perform live.
Oh, you think that? Oh,
She's,
okay.
when has she ever performed live?
Didn't she do that once to cover Selena's song? I Could Fall in Love. Wasn't that performance live? I don't think it was all that bad.
No, that's fine, but also like Selena's is like she doesn't have the range that Whitney has. She's a great singer, but
That's
Whitney
right.
is like
That's
the
right.
range. You have to think of, I mean, even Adele has bad days, and when Adele's performing now in Vegas and Adele's voice is like it's just people singing is hard. That's
I
why
agree with
people are
you. I
pissed.
do agree with you that they need to, there's plenty of beautiful ladies that they could give that to.
And you know her ego is gonna just go forward with this. She's not backing down. But anyways,
Why do they do this? Why
because
do you
why
need to
not?
put yourself in a Marilyn Monroe dress? Like, why?
Oh,
Why do you
because
need to do shit like that? Like, I just don't understand why you would do that. It's just like when you've done everything you could possibly do in life,
because
this is what's left.
it's the
I don't
never
know.
enough. There's that
It's
human
the
thing
never
of never
enough.
enough,
It's the
and
never enough.
we have it to a small degree as just consumers living in America, being American, it's never quite enough, right? But I can't imagine this weird world of like celebrity and media where you just feel like you're not going to be relevant if you don't keep topping yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
I would
And
be
it's kind
furious.
of just embarrassing to see. Like, what's that song? Like, cut that shit out. You're embarrassing us.
Honestly, yeah, please. Please.
Okay, there goes our honorable mentions digression, guys. Thank you for sticking with
Sorry.
us. Sorry.
Yes. Oh my
All
goodness.
right,
Okay.
it's all you.
The first one is Last Christmas by Wham, single from 1984. It's about a
Yes.
relationship gone wrong. Everybody knows this. We all love it. It is the quintessential heartbreak song for Christmas. The next heartbreak song for Christmas
We love those.
is Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton from the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas soundtrack from 1982.
Yeah.
She just kind of goes through and is talking out loud about different options that she could do after a heartbreak. I think after a heartbreak, you're trying to find yourself again. And she's like, I could just drive off and never look back. I can cut my hair. I can lose weight. I can meet a really nice man. And I think, again, this song is so popular and sad because we've all experienced this at some point in our lives.
To have a heart stomped on, it's
Yeah.
great.
That's so intense.
It is so intense. It's like the song. It's definitely my favorite Christmas song. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Like Dolly could tell a story like no other.
See,
She really can.
why can't Dolly just cover Whitney Houston?
Why
Like,
can't Dolly do it?
oh, God. Okay.
Actually, that would be
What?
really nice.
Yeah, because I know she gave her the one song from
Yeah.
the
I'll
Bodyguard
always love
soundtrack.
you. That's
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. The next one is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams from the Andy Williams Christmas album in 1963. The full sound that kind of begins, it's so 60s, it's so happy, it's so full. Oh, it just puts me in the mood. It's like you're ice skating and you're just enjoying your time, and I love it. The next one is Oi to the World by the Vandals from Christmas with the Vandals, 1996. Actually, this was also covered by No Doubt later on, I think in 2003. Glittery, Kacey Musgraves and Troye Sivan, A Very Kacey Christmas, 2016.
Oh,
She's so I love
she's
her voice.
adorable.
She's the best. I love her. The next one is Christmas Treat by Julian Casablancas, was a single from 2009. The next is Reindeer by The Knife from their self-titled album from 2001. The next one is Blue Christmas by Elvis from Elvis's Christmas album, 1957. I think the song is so funny because it's so exaggerated in the beginning. And he's like, I'll have a blue. And he's kind of putting it on extra thick, like a puppy dog. It's really funny. The next one actually is a friend of the pod, Sandra. She sent me this today, and it's Leanui Lin by Stefan Hruska off of the album Cra Chinul and Hruska from 2000. And it's a Romanian Christmas song. It's like a folk song. It's really beautiful. Yeah. And Sandra said that in Romania, they used to go caroling. So friends would get together, family would get together, and you would go caroling, and people would give you treats. And I think that is so sweet.
That is so sweet. I love that.
I know. I just. It's just so nice. What a nice memory to have from your childhood. You know, I think it's awesome.
Oh gosh. Oh, thanks,
I know.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Damn.
The next one is Christmas Drag from the band. I don't know how, but they found me off of their 2019 Christmas Drag. And it just has a really sweet spoken word message at the start. And it goes like this: Hello, I hope everybody has a nice holiday. Whatever you're choosing to celebrate. In fact, the matter is, it's nice to be able to be alive and celebrate it. And it's a nice time to reflect on the world and things like that. And I plan to do what I hope everybody else does. And we can perhaps think about living in peace together with all kinds of people. I mean,
Oh,
but the song
oh.
itself is sad, but the message in the beginning is really positive and sweet. The next one is Christmas Kids from the band Roar. Off of their I Can't Handle Change from 2010. This is a cool song, and I think you're going to be obsessed with it. It's a modern doo-wop song about Phil Spector and Ronnie and how messed up Phil Spector was in that relationship.
I will love that.
The lyrics
What?
are awesome. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? It's so good.
Specifically about their relationship.
Yeah, because it
What?
talks about how he would hide her shoes so she doesn't leave the house, and how he would have like a
Oh
crystal
gosh.
coffin in the house to kind of tell her that he'll kill her and put her on display if she tries to leave him.
I mean,
Very
he
dark.
really tortured that woman. I
Yeah,
mean,
poor Ronnie.
he tortured Ronnie Spector, and
Yeah.
she was the coolest.
She was.
I mean, what is it with these obsessed guys, man? It's like a dog without like they won't let go.
No, they won't let go.
Like, you know, Tommy Mottola is still furious at Mariah. I mean, you just know it. You know he still hates
Then she gets to marry like Nick Cannon. Ugh.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, gross. Any men. the next song is Icy Colors Change from Azealia Banks off of the Icy Colors Change 2018 EP. I love an Azealia moment. She's very problematic. I appreciate her. She's extremely talented, very gorgeous. I love her music a lot. And I'm glad there's a Christmas song in there. Next is Carol of the Bells, Mykola by Mykola Dmitri. Wow, it's a very Russian name. Dmitrovich Lentonovich and John Williams from the Home Alone soundtrack from 1990. And last but not least is Christmas is All Around by Bill Nye off of the Love Actually soundtrack from 2003. I love the song. I love this movie. It's very misogynistic, actually, but it is a fun holiday movie. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I want you to watch it and then tell me what you think.
Okay.
And
Now I'm
everybody's in it.
curious.
Like, everybody's in it. Every British actor you can think of.
Wait, what's the year?
2003.
No, I haven't seen that. No.
It's like a classic, and actually guys like it, and I think guys like it because the tropes are very standard, like very heteronormative standard.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. We'll see.
Yeah, like Hugh Grant is in it, Emma Thompson is in it.
Oh, the usual
Yes.
suspects. Yes.
Yes, the usual English suspects. Yeah. Keira Knightley is in it.
Oh,
Yes.
okay.
Your guy from Walking Dead is in it.
Oh,
The main guy. Well,
the main guy. Gosh, I forgot his name.
yeah, me too, because I don't watch it. Because I don't watch
I forgot his name, and I do watch the well, I have watched The Walking Dead, but okay, I forgot his name. But yes, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well,
And that's it.
that was an amazing list.
It was a long
We're
list.
bringing you like depressing holiday cheer, guys.
Like some cheer, some
There's
sadness,
some
because,
cheer. There's some cheer. We didn't mention, did we mention Mariah? Like we'll add Mariah because we
I
have
have to
to.
say, there is actually, I have to add, sorry, there's one Pogues song. What is it called? The Fairy Tale of New York. I love that song too.
Oh,
It starts off
okay.
sweet and then like the two singers are like complaining towards one another at one another.
Okay, we're definitely we've probably missed some of your favorites. So, and if we have, please let us know. We'll be happy to add it to the playlist later.
For sure.
What'd you listen to today?
Basically Christmas music. I was just kind of finishing up this list. So I've put myself in holiday cheer. The whole house isn't decorated. I didn't take out all my decorations. Not that I have many, but I'm trying to keep up the spirit. I'm so excited to go to the Christmas market. So just I'm gonna listen to more Christmas songs. What about you?
I have my mini little tree out.
Love it. Love it.
It's out, and I haven't honestly. I haven't been listening to a lot of stuff, because I've been mainly focusing on World Cup. You're watching the World Cup too?
Yeah, so
But no, that's not true. I've been listening to a lot of Mahler because a friend of mine, my friend Jay, got us tickets to see the Cleveland Orchestra in Miami last month, and I
nice.
just got a little bit hooked. So thanks, Bird. Thanks for the tickets. So I've been listening to some Mahler and in between a lot of World Cup. So
It's been a lot of World Cup. The only time I have like extreme patriotism for like 5 minutes is when we're playing, but we're out. We lost
we lost.
to,
I saw that.
yeah, it was rough. It was a rough game. But I mean,
Do
the
you
Netherlands
have a team that you're going for now?
always,
Brazil for
always
me.
no. Oh, I was like, it's never the top dogs. One
Brazil
year I
for
was.
me. Yeah, because I don't tend to follow the country. I follow
The
the
team,
player
the
and
players,
the
right.
player. My favorite player is Marcelo from Madrid, and so but he's not playing and he's retired. I think so. So
So you're
I
still,
just follow Brazil.
I'm hoping that South Korea just really knocks it out of the park.
That'd be cool.
That would be amazing.
That'd be cool.
I would love it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, let's here we can keep praying.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests. Feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.